USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House doctors say President Trump is no longer at risk of spreading the coronavirus. In a memo, White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly said the president's symptoms have all improved. He'd been fever-free for more than 24 hours, and there's no longer any evidence of an actively replicating virus. Sunday on Fox News, the president addressed his critics that are saying it's too early for him to be holding in-person events.
Well, the doctors, the White House doctors, as you know, are the best, and they said totally free of spreading. There's no spread, and it wasn't yesterday either. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, I was on a balcony. The closest person was probably a couple of hundred feet away, and they were down in, on grass. There was nobody even close to me yesterday. But even yesterday, I knew I was free. I beat this crazy, horrible China virus.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has been asked about expanding the Supreme Court several times in recent weeks without giving a definitive answer. Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond is the co-chair of the Biden campaign and tells ABC's This Week that the question about court packing itself is just a distraction.
That's a better question for me. I'm in Congress. It would take legislation from the United States Congress and the United States Senate to do it. But I think that Joe Biden and Senator Harris are very clear that it is a distraction. We should not be talking about a hypothetical court packing once this nominee is confirmed. When we're talking about packing, we're talking about all the judges that he is packing on the court right now.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett will emphasize that it's her belief the court should not be creating policy when her confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. In the text of her opening statement released Sunday, Barrett will also talk about her mentor, Justice Antonin Scalia, and how he shaped her views on the law. Barrett will make her opening statements tomorrow morning in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
4 in 5 Americans are concerned misinformation on social media could sway the outcome of the upcoming presidential election. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Denver police have identified a man arrested in a fatal shooting during dueling protests Saturday in the Colorado Capitol. 30-year-old Matthew Dolloff was working as a private security guard for a local news station covering the protests when police say he got into a confrontation with a man near the Denver Art Museum. Dolloff was taken into custody immediately after the shooting, though he has not yet been formally charged. Police have also not yet identified the victim. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after a member of their security detail tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. And quarterback Alex Smith made his return for the Washington football team this afternoon. Smith had missed nearly 2 years due to a broken leg and severe infection that nearly cost him that leg. He completed 9 passes for 37 yards in his return. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.